Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We wanted to spend a little bit of time today on our little food time segment, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, and it's very nice to welcome back to the program Leslie Kelly, who's a senior food writer with allrecipes.com. Leslie, hi, welcome. Nice to have you with us again.
Happy summer.
It is major happy summer here in Chicago. We're smack in the 90s for a few days, so you know everyone's going to be out on the grill. And we've talked about different aspects, you know, of grilling, but we haven't really gotten too much into grilling vegetables. I think people are a little squeamish when it comes to that, don't you?
Well, I think people are a little baffled about how the best approach. I mean, we're all, pretty familiar with searing our meats and salmon. I've got a beautiful piece of Copper River salmon I'm going to put on the grill today.
I do too. Not Copper
Really?
River, but I have a beautiful piece of salmon that's getting ready to go on the grill later today, too.
Nice. So when there's, when you've got the grill fired up, there's definitely room there for you to put some veggies on there. It just makes so much sense. And one thing I think, maybe starting in baby steps with some things that are just no-brainers, like, throw a couple ears of corn on there. You don't even have to husk them. They just cook in the husk, and then you when they start to get all charred looking, you pull them off and you pull the husk away, and boom, you've got the most incredible corn that's cooked in its natural state.
It's unbelievable. And, I have a little formula for my corn on the grill. And by the way, I will only eat corn that has been grilled. It's sacrilege to cook corn in any other way. 7 minutes on.
Well, if you get desperate, there's always the microwave.
No.
Anyway, your method is what?
7 minutes, give it a third of a turn. 7 minutes, third of a turn. 7 minutes, third of a turn. And you can do it in the husk. You could husk it and, get rid of all the mess early. Do the same thing in aluminum foil. 7 minutes, give it a turn. 7 minutes, give it a turn.
Yeah.
And generally, it's pretty perfect.
I can go one better for you there.
Okay.
We've got a recipe. We've got a recipe on the site where you do very much as you've described here, but you wrap it in a strip of bacon. Everything's better with bacon, right?
Are you pulling the husk down and then putting the bacon around the corn and then bringing the husk back up?
No. At that point, you're not. You just strip a.
So you're just going to do it in foil at that point.
No, you do it directly on the grill.
Oh, really?
So the bacon gets cooked that way.
Oh.
It's not cooked bacon. It's uncooked bacon. So you're getting that bacon nice and crispy,
okay.
And hopefully avoiding any flare ups.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I want to mention is. A lot of people maybe have had some bad experiences grilling veggies because perhaps they've drenched the veggies in oil and had some flare-ups, and the veggies get charred before they get cooked. So with any kind of grilling, you always want to build in a little bit of a cooler spot. So you can, if that happens, you can kind of pull whatever is, causing a flare-up, and this is more for charcoal cooking than gas, because gas, you have the control to turn the flame up or down. But it's always great to just have that little cooler spot that you can drag that, zucchini or onion rings or anything to the side so they don't explode in a charry mess.
Yeah, on my gas grill, I always have an area where the flame, using my gas grill, a flame is either so low or not even turned on, so I can kind of control the internal cooking.
Right.
When I want to move it over to get charred, then I put it over on the higher flame side. Which vegetables are the ones that lend themselves best to grilling?
Well, in the summer, we are so lucky to have incredible asparagus. Asparagus is a great veggie to grill. And again, this one, if you get the fatter stalks, they're not going to fall through the grates. You don't want to get the real skinny asparagus for grilling because that you could lose some of that.
Right.
And then you prep it and you wash it and put a little oil on it, and the water maybe clings to the asparagus, and that helps it to cook a little bit, to add a little steam to that cooking. Other great summer veggies, zucchini, of course. Everybody who's a neighborhood gardener knows you're stuck with all the zucchini. And the great thing to do with that is you cut it lengthwise down the middle, and you scrape a little bit off the back, a little of the skin off the back, so it lays flat on the grill. Can you picture that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you've got the flat side where you did the cut, and then on the curved
right.
side, you just sort of cut a flat side into that also.
Correct.
Okay.
So you have, there's more surface exposed, so you get that great caramelization, the grill marks, and I'm sure your grill marks are absolutely perfect, right?
I don't want to brag, but I don't want to brag about my grill marks, but.
Why not?
So when you're doing the zucchini, are you also doing oil or something on them before they go on the grill?
Yeah, exactly. And for zucchini, I would just use like a little pastry brush to do a minimal amount of oil on there, and then season it with salt and pepper.
Okay.
And a lot of zucchini recipes call for you to salt it in advance and kind of draw out some of that moisture. But when you grill it, you want that moisture in there because it keeps it nice, and it's just a great texture.
Yeah.
Turns it into something nice and creamy.
Yeah, steams up a little bit. Last Sunday on the grill, I did a bunch of things, pork tenderloins mostly for the main entree. But I also grilled up some zucchini. I grilled some asparagus. Uh-huh. And a red pepper. Cut the seeds out, put it on the grill. The skin on the outside, burns up and it comes right off. Took all that, cut it up, put it in a pot. I made a pasta salad out of all that. It was amazing.
That sounds wonderful. I don't know if you've seen these peppers around. They're kind of newer. The shishito peppers, those little small. They almost look a little bit like a jalapeno pepper, but they're a little smaller.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And those are fun. They're sweet for the most part. You may get an occasional hot one in there, but you can just toss those right onto the grill. You don't even have to put any oil on them. I kind of toss them with a little oil after. They get a nice little char on them.
That sounds amazing. What about cabbage? I saw there's a page on allrecipes.com how to grill vegetables for amazing flavor, and
grilling 101.
I'll give the we'll put a link on our site, but if you go to allrecipes.com you can certainly find it. But there's a recipe on there for cabbage on the grill. Tell me about this.
I mean, who would have believed it's a great time to be alive, Dean, because like cabbage is cool. How
right.
crazy is that?
Right.
Again, cabbage is one of those amazing vegetables that you can take a nice slice of. You wouldn't shred it, of course. People don't take that image out of your mind that it's shredded cabbage. It's a cabbage steak or cauliflower steak.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it in a thick slab, and then you brush it with a little oil, and again, season it simply with salt and pepper, maybe a little bit of caraway seed, and then put it on the grill and cook it on the slower side because it's a thick slab, needs to cook through. And what you come away with is something that is so incredibly sweet. It's unlike any other cabbage you've ever tried.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Is your mouth watering?
My mouth is constantly watering on this segment of the show. I've done the cabbage or the cauliflower on the grill, and it's just, you know, slicing up the head of a cauliflower or cabbage into like steak-like portions, as you say, and cooking them up on the grill. The cauliflower, I think, holds together a little better. But I've done that and drizzled a little balsamic vinegar on it at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
It's so good. And guess what? It's good for you. So, I mean, we're hearing a lot more about you want to kind of rearrange your plate and have vegetables being the dominant part of it. And I think grilling veggies with your summer steak and salmon and burgers is a great way to kind of put that into practice, because the, you know, grilling veggies just makes them taste so, so good.
Yeah. What about eggplant on the grill? What do we do with that?
Well, eggplant on the grill requires a bit of patience. I mean, you can absolutely do it, again, in slices, as we were just talking about. But if you want to make the best baba ganoush in the world.
And who doesn't?
Cook, and who doesn't, because it's so fun to say. You grill a whole eggplant, and you, like you were describing with the corn, you turn it and you turn it, and it's getting charred, and you might think, oh my gosh, I'm burning it, but it's going to be okay. You're going to aim for cooking it about 20 minutes and then letting it rest and then peeling it and scraping out the seeds and then using the flesh to create that dip that is with that smokiness from the grill.
Wow.
It is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, if my mouth wasn't watering before, it sure is now after that.
Oh, man.
That sounds amazing. People do, you know, vegetable shish kebab with, you know, mushrooms and variety of peppers. And when I've done vegetable shish kebab, I put the same thing on one skewer so I can control the cooking times a little better.
Yeah. I think that's a really good way to go. Because, I mean, as pretty as those mixed skewers are, the peppers are not going to cook at the same rate as the mushrooms. And, you know, maybe you could do onions and peppers together and then mushrooms on their own skewer, because there is a difference in the cooking time. And again, it is about standing there. You know, I can picture you out on your deck with your chef cap on and your cold one in your hand, and you can't walk away from that grill. That's the key in cooking everything on the grill, not just veggies, but you know, it requires attention and patience. So
talking about walking away from the grill, last week also, in addition to everything I was making, I was going to, I'd put some turkey sausage on the grill. I grill them up. When they're done, I cut them up into little bite-sized pieces and squeeze some lemon on it. And it's a hit every party, just for a little, you know, put some toothpicks in it. It's delicious. So I was going to do that. I put the turkey sausage on the grill. The phone rings. I go to answer the phone. Completely forgot that the turkey sausage was on the grill until I came back like 20 minutes later to put on the pork tenderloin that I was going to make. They were like briquettes of charcoal that were on there, completely lost, because I walked away from the grill. I didn't listen to Leslie.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't listen
there
to what Leslie Kelly has to say, and I walked away from the grill.
Now, how did you do your pork tenderloin? Did you marinate it in advance?
I did. I did put it a little olive oil and lemon. Salt, pepper, oregano.
Oh, yeah.
Let it sit for probably a couple hours, something like that. and grill it up, and then I squirt a little more lemon on at the end, and then cut them up into, you know, like bite-sized portions.
Well, next time you do pork tenderloin, I want you to try this trick. Take your pork tenderloin and put it between two pieces of wax paper and pound it.
Thin. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And this is a recipe that I learned from the great Jacques Pepin. And it takes your pork tenderloin in and turns it into something completely different. It's called a paillard, I think. And it cooks very quickly, but it really picks up that that kind of marinade, the lemon and the garlic and the olive oil and a little bit of rosemary. Oh, so good.
That sounds great. You can learn more by going to allrecipes.com. Leslie Kelly is one of our favorites. They're senior food writer. And Leslie, I hope you have a great day today. Happy grilling.
Happy grilling to you, Dean.